Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies develop with fog and spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 25 tonight. Cloudy skies expected and foggy early tomorrow. Highs around 37. A dusting of snow Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 41.
Do you need assistance keeping your family warm this winter? Consider applying for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, to keep your furnace on. The application period is open until the end of March. Visit dcf.ks.gov and click on Apply for Services to submit your application. LEAP will help your family stay warm this winter.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Children and Families and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Stop into Boutique 602 in Downs January 2nd through 6th for the Reindeer Sale. Select a card and scratch off the percentage off discount. There's a sale on all Boutique 602 items. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, and evenings by appointment. Call Katie and Mandy at the hair shop for your makeovers for the new year at 785-454-6670. For all the latest happenings, remember to check out their Facebook pages and find more on their website at shopboutique602.com.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A new state law that goes into effect next fall lets Kansas students attend schools outside the districts where they live as long as there is space available. School leaders in some high-demand districts say they're already hearing from families who want to enroll, but they say the new law won't be simple, and they're not ready to just throw open their doors. We were getting calls in July of 2022 saying, "Hey, I heard this pass, sign me up, I'm ready to come," said Brett White, superintendent of the Andover School District east of Wichita. "But there's lots of behind-the-scenes work going on as we think through those processes. It's a lot to develop, and it's going to really consume our next few months." Kansas lawmakers passed House Bill 2567 last year. It included funding for the state's K-12 schools, as well as controversial policy measures such as the open enrollment provision. Conservatives who push for the law see it as a way to help families move their kids out of local schools that aren't meeting their needs. It echoes laws in more than two dozen other states where public school transfers are seen as a hallmark of school choice. Public school leaders who opposed open enrollment say the change complicates the already challenging process of forecasting student numbers and making sure there are enough teachers in classrooms to serve them. To not have certainty based in part on the geography of our school boundaries about how many students we will have, that makes long-term planning very difficult, said Jeff Jarman, a school board member for the Mays District west of Wichita. "It's really important that we carefully consider future growth. It is not fair to our taxpayers to allow students from out of the district who are not paying property tax to come in and potentially take seats." Mays and Andover schools, like those in Johnson County, are viewed by many as desirable alternatives to larger urban districts such as Wichita and Kansas City, Kansas. Real estate listings praise the districts, many of which continue to grow while the state's overall enrollment has declined. Suburban districts also tend to have higher tax rates than their urban counterparts. The open enrollment law requires districts to have a policy in place by January 1 that establishes their process for deciding how many non-resident students they'll accept. By May 1, districts will have to declare the number of open seats at each grade level and will publish them on their websites by June 1. Mays's new non-resident enrollment policy directs the superintendent or a designee, likely each principal, to make that call for each grade level in kindergarten through 8th grade based on student-teacher ratios, predicted growth, and classroom capacity. For high school, capacity will be determined by student-teacher ratios for each building. If districts have seats available and get more applications and open slots, they'll hold a lottery to randomly select students by mid-July. About 20,000 Kansas students currently attend schools outside the district where they live. Most districts accept at least special transfers, such as the children of district employees who live outside the district. The new open enrollment law doesn't require districts to provide transportation for out-of-district students, and it doesn't force them to accept any new students if they decide their classrooms are too full. But White said lawmakers will be watching the numbers and how districts handle out-of-district requests. We need to comply with the spirit and the intent of the law, because otherwise my concern would be the legislature saying, hey, we kind of left it up to districts, but now we're just going to take that over. Some school officials worry the new law could lead to widespread athletic transfers. The Kansas State High School Activity Association rules say that if a student plays a varsity sport at one school, he or she can't play that same sport at a different school for a full calendar year. But officials say that won't prevent freshmen from applying to a high school based primarily on its sports program. That full story posted at our website, katycountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia Osmer and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There's community luncheon, curbside carryout, or dine-in, Sloppy Joe, Lay's chips, carrots, Cutie Orange and Cookie, water bottles from Cunningham Telephone Cable. That will be taking place tomorrow, Thursday, January 4th from 11 to 12:30 at Boost Ministries Blessing House, 120 North Campbell in Beloit. Free will donation to assist with their outreaches. Also, there's a benefit breakfast and bake sale coming up this Sunday, January 7th from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Municipal Building in Beloit. Breakfast burritos and biscuits and gravy to-go boxes will be available. Proceeds will be given to Charlotte Monty to help fight her battle with cancer. Items for bake sale can be dropped off at Central National Bank or SNS Drug in Beloit. And online donations can be made at www.givebutter.com/Monty. This is hosted by the Breast Friends Foundation coming up on Sunday.
That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
To get it back out top to Audie. Pass into the corner. Schoen, a three for the lead. Yes! Avery Schoen makes her first three-pointer of the season for Lakeside, and they lead it by 145-44. And Logan Falco back up by 146-45. Brum it across half court to the right side. Schoen dribbling out top, 49 seconds to play. McCoy feeding inside for Brummett, backing in. Layup good for Laura Brummett as she continues her career night to give Lakeside a one-point lead. Back at 47-46, timeout Logan Falco coming back the other way.
Couple big buckets down the stretch for the Lakeside Lady Knights as they win 48-46 over Logan Palco in the first game of the second semester on Tuesday night on KD Country 94. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at the Lakeside Boys, a 59-50 loss to Logan Palco. Other high school sports, the brackets are out for the Colby Orange and Black Classic. K-State men's basketball team was in action on Tuesday, and a look at women's hoops as well. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. As we mentioned, Lakeside at Logan Palco with a split. We'll have more on those games coming up here in this sportscast. Other games in high school hoops on Tuesday night in the first game of the first semester for Rock Hills. On the girls' side, Red Cloud beating Rock Hills 52-37. Hallie Meisner had 14, Bethany Simulink 13 for Rock Hills. The Rock Hills boys falling to Red Cloud 48-28. Pike Valley sweeping Tescott in the Northern Plains League. The girls win 52-17. The boys winning 67-44. Concordia sweep over Republic County. The girls 50-26. Shark Ash had 20. Avery Stint had 18 for Republic County in the loss. Concordia boys winning 66-28 over Republic County as they were led by Jonathan Turner with 17. Peyton Rutter 16. Peyton Brees had 12. Republic County got 18 from Martin there on Tuesday night as well. Sacred Heart and Minneapolis split. Minneapolis girls winning 53-39. Sacred Heart boys 68-44. And Larned and Ellsworth split. Larned with a last-second three-pointer that bounced high and in to beat Ellsworth 53-52. Ellsworth boys winning 63-24 on Tuesday night. If you missed any of the scores, you can find them at ncksports.com. Once again, the opening games of the second semester on KD Country 94 saw the Lakeside Knights split with the Logan Palco Trojans. The Lakeside girls ending a five-game losing streak with a 48-46 win over Logan Palco. The Logan Palco boys winning 59-50 over Lakeside. In the girls' contest, Logan Palco led 8-7 after one, 19-15 at halftime. Stretched their lead out to 7 by the end of the third, 38-31. But Lakeside had a big finish to the game. They were able to fight back into it. A three-pointer from Cambry Schoen with about a minute to play made it 45-44. Two free throws from Lila Boss right at a minute to play put Logan Palco back up by 146-45, but the Knights took the lead for good on a layup by Lauren Brummett with 40 seconds remaining to go up 47-46. Brummett would make a free throw late, and then Lakeside was able to make a stop late to finish off the two-point win, 48-46. Brummett had a career-high 29 points, had just 1 point at the end of the first quarter and 7 at halftime. She scored 12 in the third quarter and another 10 in the fourth 10 field goals, 9 free throws. Again, a career-high 29 for Brummett. She was our athlete of the game from SNS Drug and Home Health of Beloit. She also got the block of the game from H&R Block of Beloit. Our utility player of the game from Syncon of Kansas was Marley McCoy. Her first career game in double figures with 11 points. New career-high there for the freshman. And the connection of the game from Cunningham Telepoint and Cable, and assist from Kaylee Adi to Lauren Brummett in the fourth quarter, helping out Lakeside as well. For Logan Palco, they dropped to 2-5 with the loss. Again, Lakeside's 2-5 with the win. Logan Palco was led by Mara Katz with 16 points. And also 9 apiece for Ainsley Delamont and Lila Boss in that loss for the Liddy Trojans. In the boys' contest, it was tight early. Logan Palco had a 16-11 lead after one quarter, 31-27 at halftime, but they went on a 15-0 run to end the third quarter and made another three-pointer to start the fourth, an 18-0 run in the end. They led by 20, 53-33. Lakeside went on a 10-0 run after that to cut the lead back down to 10 at 53-43, but the Knights were never able to get closer than 8 points the rest of the way. Logan Palco winning at 59-50 in the end. They had three players in double figures, led by Rhett Katz with 15 points and Cameron Morgan with 12. There were our co-athletes of the game from SNS Drug and Home Health and Beloit. Also 10 points off the bench for Case Ashmore, including a couple three-pointers. Logan Palco moved to 5-2 with the win. Lakeside dropped to 5-2 with the loss. They were led by Jace Cunningham, playing his first game of the season. He had 12 points, 11 for Reese Remus. Remus got the block of the game from H&R Block of Beloit. The connection of the game from Cunningham Telepoint and Cable, assist from Ian Christine to Caden McCoy in the second quarter. And McCoy was also awarded the utility player of the game from Syncon up Kansas. Once again, Logan Palco and Lakeside split. The Lakeside girls winning 48-46, and the Logan Palco boys win 59-50. For the latest in high school hoops, again, check out NCKSports.com. Locker room chats coming up tonight as we'll talk with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge around 5:15. On Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. Also in high school hoops, brackets for midseason tournaments are starting to be released. The Beloit Trojans competing in the Orange and Black Classic in Colby January 18th through 20th. Those brackets came out Tuesday. The Beloit girls open with Hayes. The Beloit boys will face Ulysses in the first round. Again, the full brackets at NCKSSports.com.
To the Cats. So they'll survive this one and finish out non-conference play with a 10-3 record.
It wasn't a pretty night, but the K-State men picked up a 62-55 win over Chicago State Tuesday night in Manhattan. The Wildcats trailed by 7 at one point in the first half. They were down to 3 by the break. They outscored the Cougars 11-2 to start the second half to take the lead. They never built a double-digit lead, but also never trailed again in the 7-point win. Cam Carter led 3 Wildcats in double figures with 19 points. Arthur Kaluma, a double-double, 14 points and 13 rebounds. David Gasson chipped in with 12 and 9 boards. K-State coach Jerome Tang just happy to get the win in the end.
We're trying to get those guys. We got to build some depth. You know, heading into Big 12, you got to have some depth. And so real proud of how everybody's working. They've been off for 10 days and, you know, just so thankful for the win, thankful for our fans.
Wildcats 10-3 as they headed to Big 12 play. They'll open against UCF on Saturday at 5 o'clock in Manhattan. And Big 12 women's hoops, number 11 K-State has their conference home opener tonight. 13-1 and 1-0 Wildcats host 9-3 and 0-1 Houston with tip-off at 6:30 on ESPN+. Kansas 7-5 and 0-1 of the Big 12. They'll be on the road at 8-4 and 1-0 Iowa State at 6:30 on ESPN+ as well. Full Big 12 schedules at Big12Sports.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.